Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure as always. We got some really important stuff lined up for you, folks. Straight ahead, we got some maybe some survival stuff, and I'm going to see what John Patterson and Chip Bell think about that. These are friends of ours, folks. They've been with us many times before, and they're customer care experts. And the book I have in front of me is Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. Their new book that's coming out next year, which we're kind of launching right now, a little bit in advance, is called Take Their Breath Away, How Imaginative Service Creates Devoted Customers. Chip Bell, John Patterson, welcome back to the show. Chip, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always glad to be with you, and we always have fun with you.
It's good to have you here. We do, too. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here this morning.
Okay, one of the things, let me set the stage here for a little bit. One of the things that I've been telling my audience, and I want you guys to help me out with this. I've been telling them that, both of you guys know me pretty well. You know I'm a Pollyanna, glass half full, we can beat this, we can win, rah, rah. I'm a pathological optimist, basically. And you know that. So you know it takes a lot for me to be not dour but a little more serious. And so I've been telling my audience that in 2009 their small business attitude should be, I'm going to win by surviving. I've been telling them, let's look at the reality of things. And on January 1st 2010, if you're still in business, you had a good year. Now I'd like your thoughts on that, Skip. Chip, what do you think?
I agree with you. I think survival is a great mark of success in the times that we're in. I think another mark of success is, did you have a good time doing it?
Yeah, that's true. And I agree with you 100% on that. John, what do you think?
I think I love where you started, which was about attitude. And I love how you describe yourself as a pathological optimist, because Chip and I believe it's all about attitude. Mm-hmm. And your customer sees and knows that attitude quicker than you would imagine.
Well, that's exactly right. And so one of the things that I but the thing is in order to win by surviving, that means we're going to have to do certain things. And I'll tell you what, I can't think of a year when providing service that takes a customer's breath away is going to be as needed as it's going to be in 2009. Chip, what do you think?
We agree. We agree wholeheartedly, Jim. And I think the kind of service that's going to be important is probably very different than we've had in the past, where historically we focused on value added. Let me give you the baker's dozen.
Yeah, the baker's dozen.
We're going to have to go to value unique, and we'll talk a little bit about what that difference is.
Right. John, I've also been telling my audience that I've been saying this for months now, a large part of 2008, and as we go into 2009, I've been saying that somebody is buying something from someone somewhere right now. It might as well be you. Might as well be you, right?
Yes, sir. Might as well be you. And so, what we're talking about is, how do you take a look at what you're doing and how you provide service and see it the same thing, but see it differently.
I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
I was going to say, when you look at it differently, look at it through a different lens, let's get creative, and let's see how we can reinvent what we're doing or decorate what we're doing in a different way that really takes that customer's breath away.
Chip, you guys are saying that the value-added service that we've all tried, we all, all I think small business owners, that should be our hallmark. I mean, we should own that part of the world because we can do this better than any. I mean, big companies have a difficult time doing value added because value added happens at the moment, doesn't it? It often happens at the moment, and you can't. It's hard to allow. If you're a huge company, you got thousands and thousands of employees. It's hard to allow those thousands of people the ability to do something extra at the moment, but you can do that at small business. So value added, we should own that part. But you guys are saying that it's going to take more than that from now on.
It is. It's going to take a different twist, and I think it needs to reflect what your last guest, Steve, was talking about, that whole spirit of generosity, that giver mentality.
Yeah.
But we've got to get creative. You know, think about people who lived through the Depression and it got to be Christmas time.
Yeah.
They didn't necessarily go to the stores, but they found a way to creatively give to each other, and that's what we're talking about.
Hold on to that thought. Chip Bell and John Patterson, folks, their new book is called Take Their Breath Away. We're going to be right back, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Little John Mellencamp bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling with our good friends Chip Bell and John Patterson. We're talking a little bit about taking your customers' breath away, folks. By the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here on the show and all the work that we do with our Brain Trust members. Also, our knowledge base is AskJim.biz. My blog is JimsBlog.biz, and you can find all those at SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We got lots of stuff there for you, help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including past interviews with these guys, John Patterson and Chip Bell. The new book is called Take Their Breath Away, How Imaginative Service Creates Devoted Customers. Chip, one of the things that I'm still seeing out there that really troubles me is I walk into small business owners and I still don't get the kind of service that I think I ought to be getting. I'm still feeling underwhelmed when I leave some small businesses, and I just don't understand it. So here we got a customer that's not even doing value added service, and you're already taking people to the next level above that. These people have got a long way to go, and I'll tell you something, Chip. I think those are going to be the people who won't make it this year.
I agree, and as well, it's just what John was saying. It starts with that service hospitality attitude that makes you feel glad that you're there and looking forward to come back, and that doesn't cost you anything. You know, too many people are thinking the service they deliver is about as exciting as an elevator.
Well, John, how many times do we drive down the road and we got opportunity to go left or right to get what we want, and we literally say, we subconsciously, we pull into the place where we think we'll be welcome the most, where it'll be the friendliest, where maybe they'll remember what we liked the last time. It's automatic, isn't it?
It's automatic. It's because we're attracted, Jim, to people who have the spirit to serve. And the thing people don't realize about that is that spirit to serve, when you really have that true, legitimate attitude that comes through you as the owner and the other people that work there, it's contagious. And it's like a big magnet that pulls people in there. And when people tell stories about where they go, they love to tell stories about people who have the spirit and show the spirit. We can go anywhere we want to, Jim, and get that other kind of service.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the thing is we ought to be doing it all the time, but we absolutely, it's a survival practice for the next 12 to maybe 24 months, who knows how long.
Yes. Exactly. You know, you think about those Disney characters you see at Disney World. We never see them have a bad day. And, you know, it doesn't matter if Mickey stayed up too late watching American Idol. Mickey's going to be turned on and excited. And what that tells us is it's a choice. People have a choice. The attitude is something they choose. And when they choose one that has that excited spirit, I can't wait to serve you, customers remember it, they want to come back. And part of it is leading the organization in a way that produces that.
Well, and you know, but the thing is the value add still has to be part of this, though. I mean, this is the underlying service that get people to come in there. This take their breath away thing should be a surprise for them, right?
Exactly.
I mean they should be coming in for the basic products and pricing and service. They've come to know your value added, but to take their breath away should be something that as you say, they that's what that means, right?
It's exactly.
They're
surprising. Totally unexpected. Wow.
But your people have to be prepared to deliver that, don't they?
That's right. And part of the book we've got is about how do you create that? How do you lead that? How do you facilitate that in a culture?
Hire
so
for
that
it.
People are creative on the front line. And it's not complicated stuff. It's simple. In fact, simple is what works better than extravagant.
Well, you know, you guys work with one of my employees to help me help get you lined up for the show. As you know, when I first started doing this, I did all that myself.
Sure.
Chip, I was contacting you years ago myself.
Yeah.
But I have peeps now. I have folks who help me with this. But I when I handed that job over to her, I said, these people are my friends. You take care of them. And you know, I think she takes that seriously.
She does.
And we
always enjoy working with Bliss.
And that's right. Bliss is her name, and the thing is that's what we need to say. Isn't that what we need to say to our employees? These people are our best friends. These people who come in our door, even if we haven't met them yet, they're our best friends waiting to happen. Let's take care of them. What's wrong with saying that to our employees?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
If you go, Jim, if you think about what you just said, and you think about let's take care of all the people that come in here like they are our special friends. Then that conveys a certain picture in your mind and all the people that work with you's mind. And all they have to do is keep that special friend's vision out in front of them and match their actions to that vision, and they got there.
I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say, you're right on it, because they'll get it if they keep that vision right in front of them.
Have either one of you ever had a kind of a tough year, you know, times where, for whatever reason, you had a tough year, and you run into somebody and you say, hey, man, how's it going? Oh, man, I can't believe it. What recession? We can't stop the customers from coming in. Remember how irritated you'd get at that person?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something, folks. This is how you become that irritating person.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
This is how you irritate the heck out of your friends by telling them you don't know what's going on. What is this recession business? You got more customers you can do anything.
Exactly.
So this is your motivation, folks.
Yep.
That brother-in-law of yours that you'd like to just irritate the heck out of. This is how you do it.
Like success.
That's exactly right. 10-10, we're going to be right back with Chip Bell and John Patterson. I'm Jim Blassingame. Their book, by the way, folks, is coming out next year. Take Their Breath Away, How Imaginative Service Creates Devoted Customers. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friends John Patterson and Chip Bell. These are customer care experts, ladies and gentlemen. Their book is Customer Loyalty Guaranteed. That's one. They got a new one coming out in just a month or two called Take Their Breath Away, How Imaginative Service Creates Devoted Customers. Chip, why don't you give us some websites and tell us how the books are available?
Well, the book's actually coming out 1st of May, and if you go on taketheirbreathaway.com, you can see it. You can already place an order for it either on Wiley.com, that's the publisher, or, of course, Amazon has it already on their site.
Right, okay. And give us your website.
Mine is chipbell.com.
And johnrpatterson.com, right, John?
That's correct, Jim. You got it.
So check those out, and you can find both of them, as Chip said, at taketheirbreathaway.com, right?
Right, taketheirbreathaway.com.
I was at a supermarket. We're talking about folks knocking the ball out of the park, grand slam home run service, beyond a quantum leap above regular service and one leap above value added. I was at a supermarket, and I was talking to the person in the fish market. And I asked, I made my transaction with them, and I asked them where something completely unrelated to what their job was in the store. And she said, oh, it's over on aisle 7. She says, I'll take you there. And I said, I'm okay. I'll find. She said, let me take you there. She came all the way around the counter, left her post at the fish market, and walked me almost arm in arm over to aisle 7 and pointed to the item I asked her about.
See, that's totally unexpected, and that's the kind of service we're talking about.
I'm still talking about it. It was 3 years ago.
Exactly.
There you
go. That's exactly what we're talking
about. Guess where I buy my groceries?
Yep.
So is that what you call?
My wife has a new car, traded in her old car and got a new car, and a week after she had bought this car, she turned on the radio for the first time and discovered they had programmed in her radio stations from her trade-in. Now, there's an example of something. Didn't cost anything, didn't take very much time, but it's the kind of thing that takes the customer's breath away because they're stunned, they're surprised. It's a creative response rather than just a generous response.
I was getting a car, some tires fixed, maybe I think an alignment a few years ago, and a guy that does my tire, I buy my tires from a small business tire store, and I came back, and he said, Jim, he said, it took me a little longer to do this because while I was in there, I found out you got a radiator leak in your car.
There you go.
He said, I went ahead and took it down the road here. I thought you'd want me to, and I had it fixed, and here's what his bill was. And it wasn't a lot, but he didn't charge me for the service. He just took care of it, took care of my car for me.
Sure.
Guess where I buy my tires?
Exactly. We had a friend of ours who had a similar kind of experience he told us about. He went to a place he'd not been in a couple of years to buy a new tire. And he pulled in, and he walked in the door, and the person behind the counter said, good morning, John. And he was stunned. I haven't been here in 2 years. And he said, how did you do that? He said, real simple. We put in your tag number as soon as you pulled in the parking lot, pulled up your name, and saw you're a previous customer. He was blown away. And, of course, he's told hundreds of people about that example.
Yep. Yeah, great
that's
stories.
That's the thing we're talking about. Imaginative service.
But you got to hire these kind of people who can deliver that kind of service. So when you're not there, and you got to give them the authority, don't you, John?
Absolutely.
You do. We've got a guy, Jim, that we leave too much money in his clothing store because he knows us so well that he sends us emails with pictures and says, "I've got a new shirt,
right,
or a new pair of pants that I think you ought to look at." And oh, by the way, if you buy it next week, I can give you an extra 20% off because it's there. And he does this proactively.
Mm-hmm.
And that. So what do? Who do we buy our clothes from?
Buy a shirt and see, he'll send it to you. And he said, by the way, I threw in a tie I thought went perfect with it. If you don't really like it, just put it in the mailer of it and just send it back to me.
Yeah. How about that?
It's kind of service.
You know, as you know, Jim, the people that know us and remember us and know our name are the ones that make us feel great about
mm-hmm.
that. And I, you know, there's a certain coffee store I go to occasionally. They know my name. One day I went in there and I saw some people I hadn't seen in a while. I was standing there talking to them. Never made it up to order my cup of coffee. About 3 minutes later, one of the folks came around the counter and brought me my coffee exactly the way I like it while I'm having these conversations with people I hadn't seen. I never made it to the counter, and they weren't worried about me paying.
Yeah, what a great story. I've got some of those, too. And here's the thing we have to remember, guys, and ladies and gentlemen listening, this is not about something. This is not a nicety we're talking about. This is one of the keys to survival for the next year or so. What do you think, guys?
Absolutely. No
Chip problem. Bell and John Patterson, ladies and gentlemen. The book you can buy right now is Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, and in a few months, take their breath away. Hey, John. Hey, Chip. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Our pleasure, Jim. We always enjoy it.
Thank you. Got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.